The criminal use of poison to murder another person may be part of a scenario where CBRN awareness is helpful. One example of this is from northern Sweden. A young woman suspected that her ex-husband made attempts to murder her. One day, when she stepped into her car, she smelled a suspect odor, which made her feel strange. Because of her suspicions regarding the ex-husband, she decided to provide the police with hard evidence. She started the car's side window rolled down and her head leaning outside. She moved the car to a secret place and called the local police. The local policeman realized that this required a CBRN specialist. In order to prevent the potential toxic gas to evaporate before the specialist arrived, they covered the car with snow. When the specialist arrived the next day, he could detect cyanide with rapid detection tubes, and he also performed an on-site analysis and proper sampling to provide the forensic laboratory with evidence material. It was proven that the ex-husband had indeed placed a pesticide that releases cyanide in the car in order to murder his ex-wife. In society, there are many legal agents that in the wrong hands can be misused as CBRN threat agents, both in a small scale, as in this case above, but also in larger scale. In the case of pesticides, large amounts are smuggled into the EU as counterfeit products, and in some countries represent a large part of the used pesticides. Pesticides are, per definition, toxic compounds that with the wrong intentions could be misused as CBRN agents.